When you're traveling around New Orleans, even the most tranquil day can be compromised by a loud thud beneath your vehicle. Local writer Scott Gold has a less than conventional theory about what's causing a citywide problem.
Consider the following situation. You're driving in rush hour traffic. Then, without the slightest hint or provocation, traffic starts moving in the opposite direction. When the coast is clear, you pull an insane five-point U-turn to orient yourself in the appropriate fashion. Then you find yourself in a head-on-head game of chicken with an apoplectic elderly motorist. After having survived that encounter, your car is steered as if by supernatural forces into a pothole so large and ancient that it contains bits of extinct animals and flora that would delight even the most jaded archaeologist. You stop to call a tow truck, and you wonder, what kind of bizarre cosmic game is at work here? I blame aliens. Let's consider the evidence. First, there's so much work being done on the streets of New Orleans, you'd think that we were at the dawn of a new civilization. But the shocking amount of road construction only adds to the mayhem. All of that heavy machinery, the blocked-off streets, the torn-up streetcar tracks, the butchered neutral grounds, they all align in a sad, chaotic jumble, turning the city into an inescapable labyrinth populated by frustrated drivers. We've been told it has something to do with improving the drainage situation in the city, but I'm not buying it. It is an alien experiment in which New Orleans is the maze and we, my friends, are the rats. Second, our city's infamous potholes are obstacles these sneaky aliens tend to install when we're not looking. Ever driven down a road you've been on 1,000 times and suddenly, from out of nowhere, you find a soul-devouring chasm with no discernible bottom? Aliens are the reason why our streets have more in common with post-war Berlin than any modern metropolis. Finally, consider the complete lack of logic at play here. Why would the city decide to completely decimate a major thoroughfare like Napoleon Avenue and then simultaneously decimate 2 or 3 other major parallel-oriented streets? The idea that sentient human beings are behind this is so mind-bogglingly asinine, I just as soon believe extraterrestrials are charting our anxiety with each dead end, each pothole, and each infuriated grandpa on the road. At least, that's what I keep telling myself. These days, I take a kind of weird comfort knowing that I'm part of an elaborate psychosocial experiment put on by nefarious little green men who want me to be angry. But I'm onto them. Each time I get behind the wheel, I take a deep breath and remember that I am but a small pawn at play in a game in which I have no control and probably never will. Safe driving, my friends.